This podcast series for people living with tube feeding is brought to you by The Beat from Nutritia. This information is intended for people who are tube feeding at home, their families and their carers, including those registered on Nutritia Homeward. In this mini-series, we have partnered with Helen Hines. Helen is a dietitian specialising in home enteral nutrition in Sheffield. She is a member of the British Dietetic Association and also on the committee for the Parenteral and Enteral Nutritional Specialist Group. You will hear from both healthcare professionals and people who have experience living with tube feeding, and we will cover a range of topics, including what is tube feeding, how to talk to others about your feeding tube, and where to find out more information about tube feeding. This podcast series is all about supporting you with tube feeding at home. The information contained in this podcast is not intended to replace the advice or recommendations of healthcare professionals. Please consult with a qualified medical professional for any healthcare concerns or medical advice.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome back to the podcast. Today I look forward to speaking to Jackie, who will tell us about her life since having her feeding tube placed in 2020. I'm really looking forward to hearing about Jackie's wonderful life and her career, and learning from Jackie about having a supportive family and how that has helped her live a wonderful and confident life on her enteral feed. So Jackie, I'd really like to welcome you to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So Jackie, I think there's no better person to introduce themselves than you. So could you start off by telling us a bit about yourself and your reflections on commencing tube feeding?
Well, I had surgery on my neck, which resulted in me having difficulty swallowing. So I had to have a tube fitted, and then I had to have feeds through my peg. So that's how my problem developed. And since then, I've taken over responsibility for my feeds and everything, which I think is ideal, because then you are responsible for yourself. You don't have to rely on anybody else. So I feel that to get the best out of feeding, you need to take over responsibility as much as you're capable of doing, and then you don't have to rely on other people coming in to help you to the extent that you would have if you didn't do it yourself.
And Jackie, would you say when you had your feeding tube placed, was there anyone in particular from your family that you felt really supported you or helped you? It sounds like you're very independent on your feeding tube at the moment.
My daughter helped quite a lot initially, because as I said earlier when we were talking, I am really not in tune with technology. I don't understand things. I'm learning all the time. And it's difficult when you have not been brought up with technology. And we were saying earlier that children now are brought up with it. So it's second nature to them. It wasn't with me, it never has been. So I had to learn from scratch, really, and I'm still learning. But you have to be prepared to open up and make mistakes and learn as you go along, because it's only by making the mistakes you learn what not to do and how to develop your skills.
And how would you feel your confidence is now, Jackie, managing the pump compared to when you were initially introduced to the pump?
Well, now, if something doesn't quite go as I hoped, I know I try different things to get it going, and it's not often I'm stuck now. And if I am, I can always contact the nutrition nurses, and they come out and advise me. And it usually takes only once, really. And then I know what I'm doing, really.
So when we caught up earlier, Jackie, I was really inspired by how you told us about your nursing career and the amazing work you've done in developing community services. Do you feel like that's helped you appreciate the support that you receive from your healthcare team?
Well, we've all come from big, different backgrounds, and we've all got some similar skills, but some skills that we've developed in our own specialities, really. And by sharing those, it widens the experience of everyone. And I think that's the only way forward, really. That's the only way to continue to learn and develop, so that everybody develops new and innovative skills in their own specialities. You know, we've all something to add, and we've all something to share, and we've all something to learn. And you've got to be open to all those things, haven't you?
I completely agree, Jackie. When everyone's experience and skills comes together, it really improves the patient's experience. So could you give us a wee insight into what a typical day looks like for you at the moment on your tube feeding?
Well, I try to have a tube feed as early as I can in the morning. It doesn't always happen because life gets in the way. So I try to have it. I can space the feeds throughout the day, really. But as I say, things happen and you don't always manage to do that. I mean, I'm having a feed at the moment because I didn't manage to get my feed earlier, which I normally would have done, because I didn't have a very good night. So I didn't get up as early as I normally get up. I'm up for about 6 to 5 past, and this morning it was later. So consequently, as I say, I'm having a feed at the moment. But that's how it goes. That's normal, really. You've got to adapt to what life throws at you.
Completely agree, Jackie. I think on a tube feed, you just need to be flexible, especially if you have things like hospital appointments or occasions to attend. Yes. Could you maybe tell us, Jackie, how you might change your plan or adapt if you were perhaps going to a hospital appointment?
Well, if I was going to a hospital appointment, I'd try to make sure I was up early enough to have a feed. If I didn't, then I'd have to delay it to when I got back. You've got to be adaptable, as you've said, and I agree with that. You've got to be able to be flexible and adaptable to life events, really.
I think you've kind of talked through a few things, Jackie, about how you've adapted to challenges. For example, if the pump isn't working properly, you contact your nurses, or if you're going to a hospital appointment, you adapt the timings of your feed.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a bit more about how you navigate special occasions? If you're invited to a party, perhaps, how you might adapt things?
Well, I don't manage to go to parties very much now, but when I did, then, you know, you've got to be prepared to, as you've said, and I agree, flexible and have your feeds in between times. If you can manage to eat, because when I first had my tube, I could eat a little bit, and I went to weddings and I managed to have small amounts of food. They knew what I could and couldn't eat, so they made sure that what I was offered was, you know, I was able to manage. And so I didn't stand out as being vitally different to anybody else, which was important to me, because you don't want to be seen in that way. It worked very well. But as time's gone on, my ability to eat and swallow has deteriorated, and you've just got to adapt to that. So the amount I eat now is very limited. So if it happened now that I was going anywhere, I wouldn't be able to eat. I can sip small amounts of fluid, and that would be the sum total, really, of my ability to adapt to going to places. So I would have drinks and sip small amounts, and that would be the limit of my ability.
Would you say, from your experience as a nurse, do you feel like that's helped you at all in how you've managed your journey on tube feeding?
Well, yes, it has, because it's helped me give advice to other people who've had problems with eating. I mean, not to the extent where they've had to have a peg fitted. A lot of people stop going to different events because they don't want to be seen as different. But you can go to these events if it's understood what you can and can't do. And most people are prepared to support you in your ability to eat and drink a limited amount if they know about it. So you've got to be open and honest about it and let them know.
Yeah, I think that's a really great message you've just given, Jackie, and I'm sure it'll really resonate with some of our listeners who are perhaps a bit apprehensive about going to things since they've had a feeding tube placed.
Yes, it does. That doesn't mean to say you've got to stop trying different things, but if you can't manage them, you've got to be honest with yourself and everybody else around about that.
And Jackie, could you tell us what advice you received when you had your feeding tube placed that helped you the most?
I think the advice I would give was just don't give up. Try, and if you can't, accept that and find out another way of doing what you can do. And there'll be some things that you think you might not be able to do, and you can if you try. You can do it in a limited way, and that's better than nothing. So you need to try and discover what you can and you can't do, but never give up.
Never give up. I think that's a great message, Jackie. And if before we start to finish, Jackie, I just want to say a big thank you for joining us today. I think
you're most welcome.
It's been absolutely wonderful to hear about how you've adapted with your tube feeding, and I think some of your words of advice will hopefully be very empowering for some of our listeners.
I do hope so, yes, because you never know until you try what you're capable of doing.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie, for joining us for a wonderful episode. If you would like to hear from us again, please consider joining future episodes. Thank you for joining today. Well, Jackie, now you can add doing a patient podcast onto your long list of achievements.
Bye.
To keep up to date with future episodes of this podcast series from Nutritia, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. For more updates on the show, plus lots more resources and help on tube feeding, please visit nutritiahomeward.co.uk.